Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Ketholeno with the evening news. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says government is making unprecedented investments in modern infrastructure to build a Viksit Bharat. Chief Minister Nipio Rio reaffirms NPF's commitment to Naga welfare, urges unity for progress. MSME Joint Secretary Mercy Ipao says there are plans for focused intervention in Nagaland to bridge gaps in state's industrial sector. And Power Department says efforts underway to restore power supply to Kohima following temporary outage. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that his government is making unprecedented investments in modern infrastructure to build a Viksit Bharat. Speaking after inaugurating the first phase of Noida International Airport at Jewar in Gautam Buddha Nagar district of Uttar Pradesh this afternoon, Mr. Modi shared that over the past 11 years, the infrastructure budget has been increased more than sixfold, with over 17 lakh crore rupees spent on highways and expressways and over 1 lakh kilometers of highways constructed.
बीते 11 वर्षों में 17 लाख करोड़ रुपए हाईवे और एक्सप्रेसवे पर खर्च किए गए. 1 लाख किलोमीटर से अधिक के हाईवे का निर्माण किया गया है. 2014 के बाद से रेलवे में 40,000 किलोमीटर से ज्यादा रेलवे ट्रैक का बिजलीकरण किया गया है. आज ब्रॉडगेज नेटवर्क का लगभग
The Prime Minister highlighted that for the first time, the Kashmir Valley and the capitals of the Northeast are being connected to the rail network, while port capacity has more than doubled in the past decade and the number of inland waterways continues to grow. He said India is working at a rapid pace in every sector necessary for building a Viksit Bharat.
आज कश्मीर घाटी हो या नॉर्थ ईस्ट की राजधानियां, ये पहली बार रेल नेटवर्क से जुड़ रही है. बंदरगाहों की क्षमता बीते दशक में दो गुने से अधिक हुई है. देश में नदी जलमार्गों की संख्या भी लगातार बढ़ रही है. विकसित भारत के निर्माण के लिए जरूरी हर क्षेत्र में भारत तेजी से काम कर रहा है.
Chief Minister and NPF President Nipio Rio has reiterated Naga People's Front's commitment to welfare of the Naga people. Speaking at a consultative meeting of the NPF 11th Northern Angami Assembly constituency at Chepobozu, Mr. Rio said the NPF is rooted in Naga history and custodian of the community's identity, culture and tradition. The Chief Minister urged party members to work towards taking the NPF to greater heights and contribute towards betterment of the Naga people. Mr. Rio also called members to work together to ensure that the public reap benefits of development and progress. MLA and NPF Secretary General Achambemo Kikon highlighted the NPF's grassroots approach aimed at preserving Naga identity and providing direction to the people. Ministry of Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises, MSME, Government of India, in collaboration with Nagaland Government and Business Association of Nagas, is organizing Entrepreneur Awareness Camp and Special Vendor Development Program on 30th March in Dimapur. Ahead of this event, MSME Joint Secretary Mercy Ipao addressed media persons today and announced plans for focused intervention in Nagaland to bridge gaps in the state's industrial sector. She said MSMEs are vital for Nagaland, but the current footprint is far below. She said the visit to the state is not merely reviewing existing projects, but to identify high-impact opportunities that can be developed to stimulate local economy and generate employment for the youth. Ms. Ipao said MSME, it is multi-sectoral and Nagaland has got niche products, keeping in mind the potential of the people of the state. The Power Department has informed that a temporary power outage has occurred in Kohima since morning due to damage caused by inclement weather. A transmission line from Dimapur to Kohima was snapped at Kuda village, leading to the disruption. Currently, power supply to Kohima is facing challenges as it relies on three main sources. The Doyang Generation Station is disrupted due to collapse of transmission tower at Longsa village, Woka. Additionally, an equipment failure at the Wanta 32x33 kV uranium bomb substation in Manipur has also affected supply from that site. At present, Kohima's power supply is being sourced only from the 220x132 kV power grid substation at Nagarjan, Timapur. The power department informed that it is working diligently to restore the affected transmission line and minimize any further inconveniences. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR underscore Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani tomorrow at 11 a.m. It will be the 132nd episode of the monthly radio program.
The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, the Akashvani website and the News On Air mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of the Akashvani, DD News, PMO and Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast.
Assam Rifles handed over ambulance to Pensioners Union Dimapur at Pai Pijang village under Operation Sabhavna today. DIG Sikh Sector Assam Rifles, speaking after handing over ambulance to Pensioners Union, asserted that Assam Rifles remains committed to welfare of the people of Northeast. He added that the ambulance is a small step towards ensuring timely medical assistance for those in need. The DIG also lauded the service and sacrifices made by the pensioners, adding that veterans have dedicated their lives to the nation and it is the responsibility of the public to support their well-being. The handover ceremony was held in presence of members of Pensioners Union, village authorities and local residents. Vishu Rita Krocha has been elected as new president of Kohima Press Club, KPC, for the tenure 2026-2029. Election Commissioner Chizuko Vero presented the election report and handed over the certificates to the new team during a formal program in Kohima today. Led by Ms. Krocha, the newly elected members are Vincent Belho as vice president, Seiketio Keretsu as general secretary, Nzambemo Kfuveng as joint secretary, and Revo Le Rako as the treasurer. Outgoing president Elish Hirscher and the newly elected president delivered short speeches. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy rainfall for the northeastern states until tomorrow, indicating a continued wet spell for the region. The weather agency has forecast thunder squalls over Gangetic West Bengal, Himachal Pradesh and Odisha. The Met Department has also predicted thunderstorms and lightning over Punjab, Bihar, Chhattisgarh, Jharkhand, Telangana and West Rajasthan. And Nagaland State Disaster Management Authority, NSDMA, has informed that a fake weather advisory has been circulating on social media. The advisory titled Nagaland Weather Advisory March 25 to 29 has been identified as false and not issued by the NSDMA. To stay protected and receive accurate information, the NSDMA has urged public to rely solely on official channels from the NSDMA and the government of Nagaland for weather advisories and disaster-related updates. To end the news, the headlines here again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says government is making unprecedented investments in modern infrastructure to build a Viksit Bharat. Chief Minister Nipir Rio reaffirms NPF's commitment to Naga welfare, urges unity for progress. MSME Joint Secretary Mercy Ipau says there are plans for focused intervention in Nagaland to bridge gaps in state's industrial sector. And Power Department says efforts underway to restore power supply to Kohima following temporary outage. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.